This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
This is an encore performance of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
2-1-1-0.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can you close me up? On what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0. I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield. And people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City. But it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one community at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, those totalitarians, boy, are they out and about. 7 days before the election, and they are just dancing, well, to a different tune, so to speak, because of the most recent email scandal that has beset the Clinton campaign, which is, of course, they're saying there's nothing to see here, just move along. We've already covered this territory before, but have we? Not when you have a wiener involved, as in Anthony Wiener. Yep, I guess you would say it's the late October surprise. I guess you would say, Happy Halloween, Anthony. Anyway, I don't want to go on with those sort of comments, but you know what I'm talking about. I mean, one of the most bizarre presidential cycles I've ever seen in my life is taking place, and quite frankly, this is one for the ages. This may be going down to over 100 years ago. We haven't seen so much mudslinging, and of course, back in the day, before there was the internet, before there was television and radio, you know, this is all stuff that just happened verbally, one-on-one, mano-a-mano, so to speak. And then reporters would, you know, write it down and type it up and press, you know, almost like Gutenberg-type press, printing presses. And the news got out that way. It was somewhat rugged and primitive. Of course, as the telegraph came about in the 1850s and 60s, things started to change quite a bit in terms of news coverage. But, you know, as far as I'm concerned, since 1960, since I can remember seeing the very first presidential debate, which was between Nixon and Kennedy, that goes back a long ways. This is perhaps the most rancorous, the most outrageous, whatever you want to call it. But it is a big event in American history. You have a titanic struggle of world powers going on right before your very eyes. And if you don't recognize that as a struggle between good and evil, totalitarianism and freedom and liberty, then you've got a problem. probably that you're ignorant about what is going on around your with your circumstances. And quite frankly, the ignorance, especially if you're, I would say, under 50, the ignorance about the circumstances that are going on around you has been by design, targeting your population, your demographic, by the left, by the evildoers, if you will, the totalitarians, as we lump them all in, and Hillary and Rodham Clinton being one, President Barack Hussein Obama being another, and many local officials, you know, who are just into that sort of money graft thing and setting up regional organizations and things like that, and double and triple dipping into the salaries. Because after all, shouldn't local elected people be given a salary to be paid for what they do? Anyway, so you know what I'm saying. But there's a lot going on here. This is just, like I said, it's epic. It's absolutely epic. And now we've got a whole new game changer just a couple of days ago, 4 days ago. FBI Director James Comey, who I've openly called for his resignation on this show. I still think he needs to resign, and resign in disgrace, because he has disgraced the FBI and this great government of ours. Well, not so great right now under the auspices of the Muslim Brotherhood, being guided by the Jesuits and Muslim Brotherhood. Those guys, as President Obama seems to be following whatever the gatekeeper himself, George Soros, has to say. And we know that to be a fact. George Soros is having such a huge influence on President Barack Hussein Obama, major contributor, and also Hillary Rodham Clinton. They're all birds of the same feather. However, in this recent email scandal, it points out the weakness of sex to a political, I guess you would say, politician, to one, those that are political. You know, I mean, we saw what happened to Donald Trump when he's talking, you know, on a bus. Access Hollywood reveals that he was being recorded. This is 11 years ago, I might add. And he didn't know he had a hot mic on, but they're recording him. And he says some very inappropriate things. Things that are, I would say, are definitely inappropriate. But that becomes the big scandal. You know, a typical Clinton hit piece. And if you watch the Clintons over the years, this really, I don't think, was totally unexpected that people would think that the Clintons would go out and, you know, run a hit piece on Donald Trump. Which was exactly what happened on that Access Hollywood bus 11 years ago, talking about women's genitalia and what he would do with them, you know, blah, 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 11 years ago. Of course, a lot's changed since 11 years ago. The man has actually changed, matured, I guess you would say, but that was on a microphone that was turned on deliberately to capture that kind of information and hide it. And I think, by the way, that might be against the law in California, which is where that was recorded. So there may be a lawsuit, and I think that Donald has actually mentioned that there may be a lawsuit that's coming against Access Hollywood, and rightfully so, because you can't record people without their permission in California. Just a little bit of a little insight going on there, but I digress. I want to get into what is going on right now with the wiener. I mean, you come out, we have this big investigation, comes out in July, and Jim Comey, you know, he doesn't go along with his normal legal procedures, does not follow his heart and soul as an attorney. And why should he? He's been a cover for the Clintons since the 1990s, which we've exposed. I mean, and nobody's talking about this. Nobody's talking about what we talk about, that you go back to the whole thing about the pardons in 1999, you know, all the people that Jim Comey helped to step in to help with the pardoning of when Clinton was president, Bill Clinton. And then you find out that he's associated with Sandy Bergler. And this was a situation I know personally because I had somebody personally involved with it. I mean, so I know, I've read the emails. I know what was going on. Sandy Berger was after, in the National Archives, information that would directly link Bill Clinton to the 9/11 situation. Yeah, hello. So, you know, Bill Clinton can't have that. That was in 2004. Now, remember, 2004 is George Bush's president, the younger, as I call him. And he's president. And you've got a guy who was a good friend of, and I say this because I know who this person is, good friend of Bill Clinton, who's in the National Archives, appointed to be head of the National Archives prior to before Bill Clinton actually getting out of the office. I mean, obviously, they had some reason for this. 2004, Sandy Berger, who used to be a chief security agent, advisor to the president, Bill Clinton, goes in and steals papers Well, these papers, he's actually stealing the original archival papers from the Clinton administration that were shown to be linking him to bin Laden, Al-Qaeda, and the like. And basically, he was very friendly with them. Hello? And people could get very suspicious about Bill Clinton and his activities with them following 9/11. Of course, he had the 9/11 commission going on. So Sandy the Burglar, we call it, Sandy Berger is his name, but we call him Burglar. He goes in the National Archives and starts stuffing papers down in his underwear and so on. It was Jim Comey who chiseled out the deal and compromised for his good friend, Bill Clinton, on behalf of Bill Clinton, and the operative, Sandy Berger, who got caught by the staff who grew very suspicious. Not the leader of the then National Archives, but the staff of the Archives got very suspicious about Sandy Berger, and they arrested him. And who was the attorney that got him off or helped him out? Oh, Jim Comey, of course, the operative. And then later on, fast forward, Jim Comey becomes a member of HSBC. That's the Hong Kong-Singapore Bank. By the way, HSBC, Swiss bankers, United Bank of Switzerland, were all complicit in helping to bring money, to bring cash. In 2009 and 2010, at the behest of who? Then-President Barack Hussein Obama and his Secretary of State, Hillary Rodham Clinton. And what were they doing? They were setting up terror finance links to establish ISIS. That's why they're called the founders of ISIS. And who was helping to facilitate? A member of the board of HSBC, one James Comey. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20-milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
110.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace? Or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-637-1103. 800-637-1103.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, a21r.com. Yeah. It's kind of interesting. Donna Brazile fired from CNN. Why? Because she was giving the questions in advance to Hillary Rodham Clinton. Because she worked at CNN. And, of course, did I say she's in the DNC? You know, she's the now the leader of the DNC. You know, you had the dumb blonde from I really shouldn't disparage blondes from Florida. And then she got fired. Remember, emails WikiLeaks exposed to her and what she was doing to Bernie Sanders. And then Donna Brazile, Brazilian, I guess you'd call it. Donna, I don't know if she has a Brazilian or not. I'm not, you know, I'm not privy to that information. But Donna Brazile has a problem. And she was with CNN for a long time as a consultant. And then all of a sudden, boom, she becomes president of the DNC. All right. Now, as the leader of the DNC, she's not supposed to be passing off questions that she was getting in advance from members at CNN to the Clinton campaign. And so Hillary Rodham Clinton or, you know, people could be advised thereof. So now, what we understand is she's now been fired from CNN, which I think is a good move from CNN. Will, in fact, she be fired from the DNC? That's the big question. And we would hope that she would be fired from the DNC. That's just not right what you're doing there. And, of course, imagine if it was the Donald Trump campaign doing that. I mean, it's just, you know, you can see where the inequity would come. But it is nice that CNN stepped up because they're totally embarrassed, as they should be. And they're all in for, you know, it's the Clinton News Network. We know that. So, but they kind of like done the right. That's so much evidence, so overbearing evidence that these people have to do something. So they do something, they fire. All right. I don't, you know, they'll probably get their, you know, give her some sort of job on the Clinton campaign since she's been such a nice partisan. Anyway. Okay, a lot of other things happening, though. I don't want to get away from the Jim Comey thing too far, but I just wanted to mention that Donna Brazile, who may have a Brazilian, we don't know or not, she is now gone. Okay, Jim Comey, what caused him to go back into the investigation of Hillary Rodham Clinton and the email scandal? That's the big thing everybody wants to know. And I've been last several days, listening to the dialogues, listening to the rants, listening to a lot of it's kind of interesting being in the alternative media, what we do, how we do it, and how we go about getting information. And we just completed the Liberty Tour, Liberty Tour 5. We're going to have a special announcement out, Liberty Tour 6, which is coming up in the next couple of days. We're going to have the announcement in the next couple of days, and it's not going to happen in the next couple. Please, I don't want to get into that. It's going to be probably, an interesting set of circumstances because it's obviously going to happen after the election. And Liberty Tour 5 was designed to happen before the election so we could get so much fact and information out. But at the Liberty Tour, it was very, very evident to me. We had hundreds of people there and people were coming up and talking and things like that. We had great presentations. And by the way, you can visit our website, agenda21radio.news, a21r.com. And on the right-hand side, we have the 2 days of Liberty Tour that we were live streaming from the Church of Glad Tidings in Yuba City, California. And I'll tell you, it was absolutely a great experience. We had special guest Jeanette Finicum. Now, this brings me to James Comey and the nexus of James Comey and what has been going on at the FBI. Now, I've disclosed this before. I do have sources. One source, active FBI, another one retired. And I've been going to the well for a number of years, actually for about 6 years, as long as we've been doing this radio show, to these resources, and they've been 100% on. Leland Yee case, you may remember that. That was where you had Leland Yee, who has been one of the largest anti-gun supporters in California legislature, Senator Leland Yee. Leland Yee, about 4 years ago, was caught red-handed smuggling guns. Yeah, California State Senator. And it was interesting because we got a lot of inside information from our sources. in and out of the FBI, and it was spot on. It's been spot on ever since. And what I want to say about the FBI and even the CIA is what I've said before. Good FBI, bad FBI. Good CIA, bad CIA. That was one of the coming to this radio show, and even years ago when I started seeing things, that was a big revelation to me that we would have such a bifurcated system of intelligence and law enforcement as good FBI agents and bad ones. Now, a classic example of the bad FBI agents is what happened up in the Malheur. The FBI agents and the massive number of informants that the federal government brought in as snitches, provocateurs, in the whole Malheur situation, which we're finding all this stuff out. But anyway, I want to get back to the Leland Lee thing for a second. It was the good FBI agents who brought this to light that Leland Yee, state senator from California, was smuggling guns. And he was involved in gun running. And the guns that he was running were guns that were basically out of Benghazi. Yeah, all the arms shipments that were being shipped as a result of the policies of this president. Remember, it was Hillary Rodham Clinton. And I go back to HSBC, James Comey, helping terror financing along the road here to finance the weapons coming from Qatar into Benghazi, into Turkey, into Syria, and then in the hands of ISIS as they were forming ISIS. The logistics going into forming ISIS was very, very clear at the time when Benghazi happened. And remember, what was the CIA doing in Benghazi at that time? They were gathering up weapons. They wanted to basically make sure that all of Muammar Gaddafi's weapons caches were gathered up and seized and nothing would get out there in the black market. Of course, nothing could be further from the truth about what that intent was, because Benghazi happened. There was a breakdown, and all the arms shipments and all the arms that the CIA were gathering up, good CIA, I might add, were gathering up, went for naught. It all ended up getting into the hands of who? Well, ISIS. Yeah, being shipped off from Benghazi. And we were paying for it. The United States was paying for it through the policies of Hillary Rodham Clinton and President Barack Hussein Obama. And who's helping to finance James Comey? The FBI director, right, HSBC. Let's be very, very clear about the record. See, this is the information. No one's talking about this. Heck no. We don't want to talk about this. We see Jim Comey as a tool now to get Donald Trump elected, right? You need to know what tools you're working with out of the toolbox, ladies and gentlemen. So James Comey is implicated here with Benghazi. Leland Yee, of course, now is in jail. And some of the weapons that Leland Yee was trying to get his hands on were Stinger missiles. And we know about the gentleman by the name of Turi, who was actually had contracts with the Clinton, with the State Department, with the government, the federal government, to ship arms through Qatar. Hello. That was us doing that. So this is the evidence that Hillary Rodham Clinton was deeply involved in. And you know why they're not bringing this up? Maybe it says, oh, this is classified information and we can't talk about it. I'm talking about it because I'm aware of it. And this is the point I was making earlier about what we found out at the Liberty Tour was we are having an effect in the alternative media. People are listening to us and not them. They're finding out the truth one way or another through us. And that is becoming more and more and more evident. So we're coming up on a break here. When we get back, we're going to talk about more about Jim Comey and this whole situation that's going on with the FBI, the bad FBI, and the good FBI, and why so many people are trying to resign, and why did he come out on Friday, of all days, with the reinvestigation, with what was found on the Wiener's computer. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
1-1-0.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace? Or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-637-1103. 800-637-1103.
This is an encore performance of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Now, in the second hour, we're going to be talking about the Russians. It's the Russians. It's the Russians. Well, it's also the Ukrainians. And what about Hunter Biden, Joe Biden's other son? Not Bo, but Hunter. Bo, of course, is deceased, and that's a tragedy. And by the way, far from me to criticize Joe Biden for all the tragedies that he's had in his family life. By the way, my heart really truly does go out to him, even though he's a Democrat and he's got his problems that way. But you know, these are things that's very difficult for anybody to overcome. And he's been admirable. There's no question about it. And his family has been very, very strong. But you know, there's some issues going on there. And why we're looking at Donald Trump and the Russians only, and we're not looking at John Kerry, and we're not looking at the implications of Hunter Biden working with Ukraine. Yeah, you know, the nemesis of the Russians. Why do we have John Kerry's son and Joe Biden's son serving as lobbyists and working for the Ukrainian government? I don't know. But, you know, I think that's something that the press should probably focus on. You know, just one of those kind of things. Again, you're listening to alternative media. And these are stories that came out in May of 2014 on Agenda 21 Radio. Wasn't talked about much then, but, you know, a few big places picked up on it. Anyway, getting back into James Comey, though. So James Comey is helping to facilitate with HSBC, and then all of a sudden he becomes, you know, involved back in government. And he makes his way into the position of director of the FBI. I mean, don't you? It's just he's perfectly nested, isn't he? And he's a Republican, of course. And everybody, Republican and Democrat, thinks he's just a wonderful guy. Well, you know, James Comey is a wonderful guy of sorts. Very devout Catholic. Very, very devout. That's kind of legendary. If you study anything about James Comey, you find that out. But how about being a devout American and loyal American to this country? Not so much necessarily. Especially if you're trying to facilitate terror financing around the world as a member of a bank. And then you jump into being FBI director. Doesn't that sound just a little strange to you, especially with the ties and the links to the Clintons? He's nested. He's nested inside, basically. He might be a Republican, might say he's a Republican. But, you know, the reality check is that, well, he's not. He's a globalist. See, that's, don't you like the way I have that out? We have Republicans, we have Democrats. Oh, but, you know, we also have those globalists that are trying to destroy the country. Hillary Rodham Clinton being a globalist. Destroy the Constitution, you're a globalist. I mean, how constitutional has James Comey been? That's my point. Constitutionalists are not going to destroy the Constitution. Globalists will. And James Comey and his actions since July, and even before that, but let's just go since July, when he refused to recommend a prosecution and recommend a criminal complaint be filed with the Department of Justice, he refused. To the explosion of all the good FBI agents. Now, this is where the nexus comes with Lavoie Finicum and what happened last Thursday in Oregon. You see, pressure was mounting on James Comey all through this. We knew this from before. The good FBI agents going, basically giving him the middle finger. And what was happening within the FBI... Yeah, I mean, come on. You know, it's his own department. He's supposed to run it. He's supposed to be the director. People are supposed to respect him. But, you know, when you don't respect the FBI director, you have a problem in this country. It's called lawlessness. So James Comey's having to live with that personally. Now, apparently he's got a conscience. His good Catholic upbringing has driven a conscience into him. Which, you know, he's had quite a checkered past in his youth, by the way, which is another thing. Sexual abuse at the hands of a man who kidnapped him and his brother Peter and kept him as sex slaves. You didn't know that. That was in New Jersey. We brought you that about a month ago. Leonora Cravota from Red State Talk Radio brought that information out because why? She lives in New Jersey and remembers it as a kid growing up. It was a major case. It's a rape case, they called it. And James Comey was the victim of that. So child exploitation, sexual abuse, he understands that. Because he was a victim of a child molester. Not a pedophile, but, you know, we're not too far away from being pedophilic when you're a child molester molesting 13, 14, and 15-year-old boys. And keeping them as sex slaves. By the way, this happens a lot. When you get into this kind of business, if you will, and you start to understand how sex slavery works with children, certain age groups are preferred by certain men and certain women. You can't say that women are not involved with this kind of stuff. They are, very much so. Look at the school teachers, which, by the way, for me as a school superintendent and a teacher for 41 years, shocking. I mean, it really was. Totally shocking. So it works with both sexes. There's a predilection going on there. And in the case of Comey, where he was very young, 13, 14, post-pubescent, that was a particular attraction for this man who kidnapped him and held him hostage. So here it is, James Comey. He's got this situation where all of a sudden he's being spurned by his own people in his FBI. And nobody's talking to him in the FBI from what we're understanding. This has been going on for weeks. We've been kind of monitoring. Yeah, well, this is so people are disrespecting him and disrespecting the FBI. The FBI is in the toilet. It is. It's completely denuded as a as a law enforcement agency. It's the lawlessness that the globalists want. They want lawlessness in America so that it shows that the Constitution does not work. You break down the fabric of lawful behavior in America, culturally also. Take a knee, Colin Kaepernick. You start to work that way culturally. You start to work at so many other norms. You encourage lawlessness by way of a president, agitating at every turn for rioting and so on. Being paid for, of course, by George Soros, who pays rioters. You see, you get this whole notion that lawlessness is supposed to prevail, especially now with the breakdown of the FBI. So apparently, from what we're understanding, as in news sources have been coming through for the last several weeks, the good FBI agents are out. They're just saying, we're leaving. Goodbye, Comey, which he cannot stand. So along comes Anthony Weiner. Along comes another tweet to a 14-year-old, a terrible picture that was sent. By the way, it's a pedophilic picture, which you'll never see on Agenda 21 Radio as the picture that was put out all over the world by some of the New York press, which I thought was very inappropriate. I think they overstepped their bounds. But, and again, on this show, I was encouraging people in New York to call the proper authorities because that's a pedophilic picture. That's evidence, that's prima facie evidence of pedophilic behavior towards Anthony Weiner's 5 or 6 month old baby. Yeah, that's how it gets, guys. That's how it gets with these people. That's how sick this gets. So Comey, once they get that information, they go, well, as part of that, they take all the electronics out of the house in the investigation because there was an investigation going on. And in the investigation, the FBI, who's, by the way, tasked to do these things, because he's transmitting information by way of the internet to other states all around the world. He's broadcasting his pedophilic pictures. They investigate. And what do they find on the computers? A computer that's a computer, supposedly of Uma Abedin, his wife, who's now left him, obviously. They find 650,000 emails from where? Hillary Rodham Clinton's email server. And they become so alarmed because they're starting to realize that some of these emails are special access program emails. Oops. A second chance for James Comey to, well, get straight. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're talking about James Comey. We're talking about the situation going on. Why did he decide to do what he did, which was to come out with the emails that he found on the server? And basically what he did is he found this out about a month ago, sat on it, and then 4 days ago, on 11 days before the election, he comes out with two letters that went to all members of Congress, not just to Republicans, like some of the Republicans were trying, or Democrat surrogates for Clinton were trying to say was happening. Oh, they sent only the letters to the Republicans. Didn't do that. Comey played it straight, and he sent the letters saying that the investigation was going to be reopened in Hillary Rodham Clinton's email server. Now, to Comey's credit, he never said that this was a completely closed case. He said he would revisit if he had more information. He has more information. Now he's revisiting. That was the proper thing for Comey to do. And he's done that. Now, where do we go from here? We have this investigation going on. Now, Justice Department has been trying to interfere. Of course, Loretta Lynch, who's the hack of Bill Clinton. Remember Loretta Lynch? She was the one who met Bill Clinton on the tarmac. Remember this at Sky Harbor Airport in Phoenix. Been there many, many times, Sky Harbor. Sort of home away from home, so to speak. But Loretta Lynch has been trying to muck it up, so to speak, for James Comey. And, of course, the Democrats are screaming foul. Hillary Clinton is going nuts, as her staff is. Mook, what kind of a name is Mook? I mean, Josh Earnest Mook. I mean, what are these names with these people? It's almost cartoonish if you think about it, some of the names of the Democrats. Anyway, so here you have everybody fighting this whole thing going forward. Now, naturally, they are. I understand that. But you know what? They didn't bring it upon. I mean, this is something that was prompted by Anthony Weiner sending off a text message that's pedophilic. And the girl on the other end, a 14-year-old, said something wrong here, and she calls it up. Now, this happened without Hillary Rodham Clinton. It happened with, I mean, in terms of that behavior with that investigation. So that investigation was prompted by those, by Anthony Weiner. And then all of a sudden, they pulled the electronics out. And by the way, Uma Abedin said under oath that she had given over all information to the FBI, to everybody, anybody doing an investigation. She lied. She lied under oath. And that's another problem. But what is contained on the 650,000 emails that are found on that computer that was picked up in the Anthony Weiner investigation, we don't know yet. But you know what? They're trying to go through them, 650,000 emails right now, Justice Department and the FBI together, to find out what's on them so that they can get it out before the end of the 7 days before the election and say, oh, there's nothing to see here. That's really what they're trying to do. But why did Comey do what he did? Here's the fundamental reason. One, his own people are deserting him and want to resign because of the Hillary Rodham Clinton lawlessness in what he did. He has shamed this country. He has shamed the FBI. He has shamed the lawful behavior of every American who believes in the Constitution. He has shamed himself badly. He's trying to resurrect himself with this new investigation. It's still not going to happen. But here's the other part of it. One of the reasons why I believe very strongly that this man decided to do what he did to come out with this investigation and announce it last Friday, because you see, the Thursday before that, all those guys that were up for trial, seven of them, in Oregon for the Malheur Reserve situation, and remember, it was Lavoie Finicum who was murdered at the hands of the FBI, J.
January 26th, on a lonely stretch of road of 395 in northern Oregon, on their way to John Day in Grant County, Oregon. Lavoie Finicum was murdered by the FBI. Now, here's the deal, and this is a big deal, and a lot of people are overlooking this. I believe that clearly what Comey did was that when he saw this information come out about the jury trial, which, by the way, was pretty predictable at least 3 or 4 days in advance because they had the problem with the one juror. It was 11-1 for acquittal for all seven of these people, which, by the way, it would have been Lavoie Finicum being tried at that trial. But, he was murdered, so he wasn't tried. He never got a trial. He never had a warrant out for his arrest. He had never committed any kind of illegal act. They just murdered him outright, and they planned the murder. This was a premeditated plan. And where did that plan come from? Who gave the order for the plan? James Comey. James Comey, FBI director, gave the order for the plan that ultimately came together with FBI agents. By the way, we don't even know the names of the agents. Neither does law enforcement, because the agents, well, they left immediately from the scene, never to be heard from since, never giving a name to anybody. They just, five guys showed up with guns and executed Lavoie Finicum in an illegal roadblock, in an illegal setup. And by the way, it took them 2 days to prep the site where the ambush occurred, a military L-shaped ambush. And who set that up? Who gave the orders? The orders came after the two Oregon state senators visited James Comey's office about a week before, maybe 5 days before, the ambush of Lavoie Finicum. And they said, look, we must stop the spread of the virus. We want you, James Comey, to take action and take it now because it's all coming apart for us in Oregon. And what is it in Oregon that's so important? And I'm going to go right back to the protection of the Clintons and the Clinton Foundation. What it is those people, the Bundys, yeah, those people, were drawing attention to a bigger issue in Harney County, Oregon, in Bend, Oregon. And that issue was pay to play, baby. Uranium One, baby. Terra Power, baby. Bill Gates, anybody? Because Hillary Rodham Clinton had sold the rights to the uranium in Harney County to Uranium One. Just a little problem. We can't have that being exploited. So you've got to do something, James Comey. You've got to do something. And Comey gave the order to protect, once again, Hillary Rodham Clinton. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Not too long ago, two friends of mine were talking to a Cuban refugee, a businessman who had escaped from Castro. And in the midst of his story, one of my friends turned to the other and said, "We don't know how lucky we are." And the Cuban stopped and said, "How lucky you are. I had some place to escape to." And in that sentence, he told us the entire story. If we lose freedom here, there's no place to escape to. This is the last stand on earth.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, a21r.com. And you can email me at paul@a21r.com. And, yeah, tons of emails, and thank you very much for your listenership, everybody, especially you up there in North State, New York. I get a lot of emails and comments from North State, New York, and I thank you for your listenership, and Arizona and Texas and California. I get kind of giggly when I start to listen to and read the emails from people. And some of you have called me several times, and I don't mind. Anyway, it's nice to be reaching so many people out there. We're reaching everybody internationally by Red State Talk Radio. And Red State Talk Radio has become the dominant digital format for radio talk in the world, actually. And this show is one of the top 10 talkers on TalkStream Live right now from the 9 to 12 Eastern time slot. We are one of the top 10 talkers out of the 85 talkers, top talkers in the business at that time. So we're very, very pleased with that placement. We might be number one. In fact, one day, a couple weeks ago, one of my, I guess it was last week, boy, time flies when you're having fun, one of my listeners emailed me a copy of the TalkStream Live format and showed me that we were number one. This was a weekend, and I'm sure it was a slow weekend, but for Red State Talk Radio, our show, Agenda 21 Radio, is listed as number one. An anomaly? I don't know. But, I go there and check out the weekend shows because they are on from 9 to 12 Eastern on Red State Talk Radio. And we're right up there again, so something must be happening. Anyway, great, great happenings at the Liberty Tour, Liberty Tour 5, in Jeanette Finicum, wife of slain LaVoie Finicum. Was the special guest, and boy, what a powerful guest she was. And we had so many powerful speakers. Scott Bennett, he was there. You just knocked it out of the park. Also, Pastor David Whitney was there, and he was just dynamic all the way through. Debbie Bacigalupi was there. Judy Cowler was there. It was just really, really an action-packed, a high-content-rich Liberty Tour about the Constitution and why we need the Constitution. You constitutionalists out there, now listen, don't be afraid to be labeled a terrorist by the federal government. They seem to be labeling everybody terrorists if you don't agree with them. That's something to think about, actually, because, you patriots, you're the domestic terrorist of today, the modern domestic terrorist, all you Tea Party types. We'll straighten this out, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway, as I say at this time of the show, stay strong, America, stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.